From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio, rural and agricultural news coming up next.
Have you heard the buzz about West Nile virus? Protect your family from the mosquito bites that spread the virus. Use mosquito repellent containing DEET. When possible, wear long-sleeve shirts and pants, and remove standing water where mosquitoes breed. Fight the bite. Tell mosquitoes to buzz off.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
One of the most noxious and invasive weed species to be seen in the eastern United States in recent years, matter of fact, it's been here a long time, it's the kudzu vine. Make no mistake about it, most farmers in our region, they detest kudzu. It just seems to take over wherever it is. That's according to Extension Specialist John Kushner, who gives us the background on this invasive weed species.
It's a native of Asia and was introduced into the United States over 100 years ago at the Philadelphia Centennial Exposition. It has a beautiful bloom and is very fragrant. And for a while, it was actually cultivated here as a forage for livestock because it is a legume and very nutritious with a high crude protein content.
And that's not all.
It was also planted extensively across the South for erosion control from the 1930s to the 50s through a government program, which is why it's so prevalent here.
Most farmers in our region, however, consider kudzu a noxious and invasive weed species. For more information on the eradication of kudzu, just call your local office of Cooperative Extension.
Serving rural America, online at onthefarmradio.com.
Well, just enough time for our daily pearl of wisdom. This one comes in from listener Ruth Rasmussen, who says, "Blessed is the man who, when he has nothing to say, says nothing." Thank you, Ruth, for that pearl of wisdom. You're on the farm, and I'm Ish.